If you have, did y'all have oats on the farm, Miss?
What?
Oats. Did y'all have oats?
Oh, yeah, we used to plant oats.
And
cut
when you...
Cut them.
When you have to get the grain separated, how would you do that?
Well, you didn't separate it, you just cut it and tied it and put it in the barn for the mules and fed that on it, mules and calves, just in great big barns. You tied it when they cut it.
Okay.
And of course they had to throw it off, and then they'd have to take a wagon and let it dry. If it could, take a wagon and haul it to the barn and put it up in the barn.
Okay, and what about wheat? Did you raise wheat?
Yeah, we raised wheat.
And how did you do about it to separate
the
grain?
Yeah, we couldn't mix it, you know. But we'd put it where the sun could shine on it till it got dry enough to take it and grind flour.
Well, how would you, if it's, you're ready to have a machine come in maybe and separate the grain from the straw, what did you call that?
You couldn't do it.
No?
You couldn't do it. It all had to go together because they kept the grass out of the wheat and all. From every now and then you might get a little bunch of something, but it was just ground on up because there was no way in the world they could separate it.
Well, when it was
high? You do that just like you did the oats, get them great big wads.
How did they cut it? With a machine?
Mm-hmm. Cut it with a machine.
What kind of machine did they call that?
More, just a...
Thrasher?
Just to cut grain with is what it is.
Did they call it a thrasher? Call it
what?
A thrashing machine or a thrasher? No. Just a mowing machine?
No, it wasn't mowing. It's the thing that you... cut the grain with, the grain cutter, I reckon.
Okay.
About the only thing I know it used to know, but don't know it now.
And
a fool with it.
Before you took it to the mill, you had to get the grain off of the stalk.
Mm-hmm.
How did they do
that? Thrash
it.
They thrashed it.
Okay, how would you say that?
They thrashed it all when it got dry and put in sacks.
Okay. And, If we have a job to do, the two of us are going to be working on something together, you might say, well, you and
me, I reckon.
You've got to do something, okay? Or if you're talking about not just me or just you, but you might say, well, this is for of us to do. This is for
us all to do.
Okay, but the two of us, this is for
both of us.
Okay. And if some friends are coming, some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you might say, well, if it's one person, you might say, well, and I are coming to see you. I'd say,
looking for whoever the name is, looking like.
Okay, if you're talking about, who is it that's going to take you to the doctor Monday?
One of them. Girls that used to live with me.
Mm-hmm. So you might say, well, she and...
She's
going to
take me and her and a boy,
okay.
Take me to the doctor and take me to the eye specialist, too.
Okay.
She's sure good to me.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody knocks on the door and you say, who's there? They might say, it's...
I won't see who's there before I open the door now, but used to, you didn't think anything about it.
Right.
You're just going to open the door.
Okay, and if you're comparing how tall somebody is, and you are taller than the other person, you might say, well, he's not as tall as
I am.
And then you might say it just the other way and say, well, I'm not as tall as
you.
Or as, talking about a man.
The other fellow.
Okay, is he, I'm not as tall as he. Is him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how would you say that? How would you say that? I'm not as tall as
they are.
Okay.